Okay, we'll continue reading where we left off yesterday. Bhakti means devotional service. Every service has some attractive feature which drives the servitor progressively on and on. Every one of us within this material world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service. And the impetus for such service is the pleasure we derive from it. Driven by affection for his wife and children, a family man works day and night. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family, and a nationalist for the cause of his country and countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called rasa, or a kind of mellow relationship whose taste is very sweet. Bhakti rasa is a mellow different from the ordinary rasa enjoyed by mundane workers. So here we are getting a very fundamental analysis of the driving force behind all activities. We push, we pull, we strain, we groan, we arrange, we manage, we put up with things, we tolerate, because we want a certain taste. Whether we are a family man, a family lady, a philanthropist, any kind of activity involves the hankering for a certain taste, the quest for a certain taste. That's why we do things, to get a taste. Man and woman, of course in Vedic culture you could say man and women, but in so-called Western civilization you say man and woman, although it's actually men and women, because everybody simply accumulates all sorts of complicated lust affairs. Still, the so-called ethic of the culture is monogamy. In any case, the man and woman come together because they want to experience a certain taste. And then they have little children because they hope to derive a taste from that. And the man, speaking in the traditional family sense, works very hard to support his family because he feels he gets a taste out of that. It's like we were discussing in a funny way yesterday. We're discussing some old blues songs. The man is singing, what you want, here we go again with taste. What you want, baby, I've got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking from you is some respect when I come home. Taste. You want a taste, I've got it. You need the taste, I've got it. But I want from you the taste of respect when I come home. So, these are the perverted mellows. Everyone wants a taste. And when you don't get that taste, you become frustrated with situations, with persons. You're not giving me a taste anymore. You've lost the loving feeling. There's no taste in our affair anymore. Or sometimes you want to move houses. This neighborhood, we've been here too long. I've got to get out of this town. Gotta get out of here. Go traveling. Get a new taste. Or sometimes you get tired of your toys and you want a new toy. New taste. The adults have their toys too. Airplanes, computers, all sorts of things. The women, they have their friends. I'll call up my girlfriend. We'll discuss this and that. We'll chew it over. Get a different taste that way. So, the men, when they have problems, speaking materially, when the men have problems, they go to a pub, drink, and then talk it over with their buddies. Otherwise, men just keep it to themselves and get the taste that way. Women, as soon as there's a problem, they call up 10 girlfriends. They chew it. They get a taste that way. So that taste is behind everything. Yes. It drives everyone onward. And what is the nature of the people that the taste is driving onward? They are all servitors. So as soon as you see yourself as a servant of taste, then things become clear. Why you are frustrated. Sometimes we just want to grab people and say, why don't you act the way you're supposed to act? What we're really saying is, why don't you give me the taste that you're supposed to give? And when we did get the taste from that person in the past, but we're not getting it now, then it's very frustrating, because we're sure there was something here before, but it's gone. You've taken it away from me. So this taste business is what is behind everything. The reason for existence. And Nectar Devotion is pinpointing that in the most brilliant way. That's why it's such an attractive book. It contrasts the mundane rasa with the bhakti rasa. So we should start thinking, whatever I do, I'm trying to get a taste. So bhakti rasa seeks to change your tasting propensity from the material world to the spiritual world. Just like when we take prasad, we relish the taste. Of course, it's been offered to Krishna, therefore that taste is non-material. In all our activities, just like chanting Hare Krishna. Anyone who chants regularly, what does Rupa Goswami say in Upadeshamrita? Syat Krishna Nama Charitari Satapya Vidya Vitopatasya Rasanasya Narochikanu. He says, simply by chanting Hare Krishna regularly, then you get the sweet taste. Rupa Goswami admits, at first it's bitter, because your tongue is covered by the jaundice of ignorance, by the hepatitis of ignorance. But he says, simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, your natural spiritual flavor awakens. Syat Krishna Nama Charitari. He says, certainly the holy name of the Lord is as sweet as sugar candy, or sweet like sugar candy. No material example will suffice, but just to give us something to think about, Rupa Goswami uses the example of sweet like sugar candy. But we don't taste that because we're sick. Therefore, we have our prescribed number of rounds, following the footsteps of these six Goswamis that we've been singing about. Shanka Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. They chanted every day according to fixed measure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also chanted according to fixed measure. And we are chanting according to fixed measure to make sure that we get our taste from bhakti and not from the material world. Now, it's very important to understand that we all have a certain amount of energy and intensity. And when we are not focused on the holy name, our intensity comes out in material ways, which can be very destructive. We have to be intense. So when you chant Hare Krishna, your intensity focuses upon Krishna. And when we neglect the prime means of spiritual advancement in this age, then our energies become splayed out and go this way, that way, in many destructive ways, and we can't even figure out what's going on. Sometimes we want to say, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? But we can't stop. We're like little children who just do things impulsively. Like all day long, you see, Mother Chitraleka correcting the children. They just do things impulsively. They have energy, and it just comes out in so many different ways. So all day long, she's correcting them. No, no, don't do this. Radhe, don't do that. Aravinda, stop. What she's really saying is, don't use your energy in that way. It's not constructive. And the kids always protest. We got to do something. We want to do it. They don't care what it is. They got to be energetic. We want to do it. We want to shoot off the energy in this way. And when she says stop, they think, oh, what could be worse? We want to be energetic. We want to shoot energy out. And she's stopping us. Sometimes they even say no. Aravinda sometimes says that. No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I don't want to curtail my energies. Adults are like this also. You can learn a lot about adults by watching children. There's very little difference. See? There he is. He is a perfect example. He wants to be energetic. He wants to emanate energy. Mother said, no, no. First he tries to struggle. Now how are adults any different? They have this energy. And unless it's focused on chanting Hare Krishna, it goes here, there, everywhere. And they don't know what to do, like children. They can't stop. Even when they see it's destructive, they can't stop because you have to be energetic. And you, as you get older, you feel entitled to be intense. Look, I've been around 30, 40 years. I paid my dues. It's about time I can be intense about something, and you've got to put up with it. That's the way we all are. It happens especially as you get older. As you get into your 40s, then you feel it's your right to be intense, and everyone's got to put up with it. When you get to the 50s and 60s, it becomes even worse. And no one can tell you anything. Listen here, young man. I've been around 60 years. When you get to be my age, then you've got a right to do things the way you want to do them. And others just have to adjust to it. So that really starts when you're in your 40s. Your life really, I've noticed with myself, your life solidifies in your 40s. Up till then, it's like a roller coaster. Tumultuous 20s. Don't even speak about the ignorant teenage years. And the tumultuous 20s. And then the turbulent 30s. In your 30s, you start to get a glimpse of some stability, but still it's turbulent. But then, by the time you get into your 40s, you start to consolidate in an illusory sense. You start to become solid. And then you become very particular how you want things. Put this here. Don't put it there. I want to do it this way. You should, when you're around me, you should act a certain way. This is all symptom, I've noticed, of when you become in your 40s. And you notice younger ones aren't like that. And you're very impatient with them. When will you guys get it together? Quit acting in a way that I don't approve. So from your 40s onward, we're speaking materially. We're not speaking about devotees who are all transcendental. When you get to your 50s and 60s, this same mood solidifies. You know, life is so much about biological changes. People in their 20s act a certain way. In their 30s act a certain way. The teenagers act a certain way. When their kids act a certain way. When they're in their 40s, they act a certain way. When the 40s come, especially mid-40s, that means midlife. The midlife decision. You can practically feel the modes of nature singing in your ear. It's now or never. Last call for material enjoyment. Once you're 50, it's too late. What are you going to do? Do you realize you're going to be old? You can't accept that. Me old? No, no. You fight. You unconsciously fight. No, I'm not old. I'm young. You become restless and quickly you become very demanding. Things got to go my way. I don't have much time left to enjoy. You immediately question deeply everyone who's around you. What are you doing in my life? How are you contributing to my enjoyment? You better straighten up. You're not acting right for my pleasure. And who do you think you are? Better get it together. If you want to be around me, because I'm the way I am. And that's the way it's going to be. So I notice this is the material propensity you get like when you're in your 40s. And it doesn't get any worse. It doesn't get any less. It gets worse. That's why Prabhupada said, he said, old people, they don't come to Krishna consciousness because they're fossils. By the time you're, you know, in your 50s and 60s, you become a fossil. You fossilized. Petrified. You know, you are the way you are, and that's the way it is. It's like my mother. My mother, she was interested in Krishna consciousness. She used to read some of the books, even though she's strong Christian, and She figured since her oldest son was into it, she had to check it out. And one time she saw in the picture of the third Tantum, you know, that picture of Devahuti sitting on the floor before her son Kapil Dev was on a cushion. You know, she's asking for enlightenment. You know that picture? So she saw that book. So one day I came to visit home, and she sat me on the couch and then sat on the floor and said, okay, now is this the way it's supposed to be? But that was when she was in her late 40s. Now she's 70. And forget it. Praise the Lord, Jesus is Lord, nothing else. It's like she never considered anything else in her life. Just the lines become like lines in stone. Just lines are drawn. This is the way it is. So this is what it's like from 40 onwards. You lose patience. You know how things should be. You've been around for 40 years. You know how things should go on. And you've got energy. And your energy goes into demanding things go your way. Every period of human life has energy. Teenage years, these guys, they have energy, these little kids. When they're teenagers, will have another kind of energy. You'll be trying to keep up with them in other ways. When they're in their 20s, another kind, 30s, another kind, 40s, another kind. All this is the body and mind. So unless we are tasting daily the sweetness of the holy name, we'll be carried away. We'll be carried away by this flow of energy. There's no doubt about it. So Rupa Goswami says, I know you don't want to chant now because you think you're not getting a taste. It seems like work, and there's no time for it. But he says, simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish will develop in the tongue. So this is the most important part of a devotee's life. Otherwise, we have no shelter against this flow of hormones and this flow of psychology and biology. We've got no shelter. We can remember the words of Muchukunda, confessing his life of sense gratification before he met Krishna in the cave after burning Kalyavana to ashes. You know that story, Janardhan?
Yeah.
He said, I forgot about time, but time did not forget about me. Like a black snake gobbling up a mouse, at the appropriate moment it pounced on me. So we may have it all worked out, how we're going to gradually get our spiritual life together. But the modes of nature don't respect our plan. It's not that the modes of nature call you up and say, hey, by the way, what's your plan? We want to know. We want to work with your plan. Can you give us your plan? How are you going to, you know, increase your spiritual life gradually, get it together? We'll work with that. Does anyone remember getting a call from Maya saying that? Hi, I'm Maya. I'm willing to work with you. Let's work it out together. I'm willing to resonate with you. As the New Ages, right? No, you never got a phone call like that. What happens when you get a phone call from Maya? Pooh, it's the raging wind. Always. So we cannot delay our spiritual life for anything. There's no peace treaty with Maya. It's always a hurricane blowing. And the most dangerous point in life is when we forget that it's a hurricane and think, eh, it's calm. Everything will work out according to my plan. I've got plenty of time. The road is safe. Things will be all right. No. Srila Prabhupada once said, charitably speaking, that the only difference between him and us is that he's always praying to Krishna that he doesn't fall down, whereas we have no fear of Maya. We don't understand the critical situation we're in. So we have to know that point. There's no peace treaty with Maya. There's a gale storm blowing all the time. In our bodies, in our minds, in the world around us. And the only protection is the holy name of the Lord. So the acharyas, they give us the prescribed method, the minimum method. Someone today was telling me, Maharaj, I know, look, I've been around a long time, I know what the topmost standard of Krishna consciousness is, chanting 16 rounds. I said, that's not the topmost standard, that's the minimum standard. We owe it to Krishna, and we owe it to ourselves and our family to do the minimum standard at least. Otherwise, how can we raise children? The animals are also raising children so nicely. Real raising of human children means to bring them up in the atmosphere of the holy name. I was just at New Gokul, the Cessnock farm. You've been there, Pastor? So it's a Sunday morning there, and all the mothers were there with their kids. So I started giving a lecture about what it means to raise children. They were shocked. Maharaj, what are you talking about that? So I told them about my childhood and what it takes to raise a child, and they were astonished. And I explained to them what is, the point in raising children without the holy name being properly vibrated by the parents. And then because it's Australia, I never do it in New Zealand, but because it was Australia, Aussies, they like things head on, So I said, how many of you chant 16 rounds a day? So maybe 2 out of 10 raised their hand. So then I proceeded to explain how it is essential that our mothers chant Hare Krishna according to the dictates of the acharyas. Otherwise, what is the point of going through so much trouble giving birth, raising children? Just like Chitraleka was telling us today. 3 years and you finally get your body back. Something a man can't understand. 3 years, your body is just rented out to some other entity. I can't understand it, man. Such austerities. And all that without giving. So, maybe 2 out of 10 raise their hand. Proceed to it. So then, how? Explain. It is essential, chant Hare Krishna, that our mothers, according to the acharyas, other dictates of the acharyas. What is the point of going wise? Giving birth right to so much trouble. Raising children. Chitraleka was telling us, 3 years of today. Body back. Something you finally get your body stand. 3 years and a man can't understand. Your body is just out to some other entity. Rented out. I can't understand it, man. There it is. Such a mistake. All that and all without giving to so, man. Proceed to 2 out of 10 raise their hand. How? So then, it is essential. Explain. Chant Hare Krishna. That our mothers, acharyas, according to the, what is the point of going, dictates of the acharyas, giving birth, realize? Not through so much trouble. Chitraleka was telling raising children. 3 years. It's like, I need back. Something today. Understand. 3 years and you finally get your body. When a man can't understand to some other entity, your body is just can't understand it, man. Rent it out. There it is. Such a still that. And all to without giving in. So I proceed to how? 2 out of 10 raise their hand. It is essential. So then Dan Hare Krishna explain. Acharyas, other that our mothers, what is the point of going according to the giving birth right dictates of the acharyas? Chitraleka was telling us, through so much trouble, 3 years raising children, I need back. So I'm just like, understand, 3 years today. So you finally get your body to some other entity, and a man can't understand it, man. Your body is just rented out. Charities. All that. Such a mistake. Maybe 2 and all man. Without giving, proceed to it. So, how? It is essential.
Two out of ten raise their
hand. Hare Krishna.
So then explain.
What is the point of going that our mothers giving birth, right? According to the dictates of the eternal.
Chitraleka was telling
wise. 3 years through so much trouble. Body back. Raising children. Understand. 3 years.
It's like just today.
After some other entrance and you finally get your body. Can't understand it, man. Being a man can't understand. Your body is just charities. Rent it out. All that. Such a mistake. And all
proceed to
without giving
how.
So it is essential. And Hare Krishna.
2 out of 10 raise their hand.
So then Darius. Others explain. What is the point of going giving birth, right? That our mothers according to the
Chitraleka was telling
dictates of the 3 years.
Wise.
Body back. Through so much trouble. Understand. 3 years. Raising children. Just like after some other entity.
Today.
Can't understand it, man. So you finally get your body. Being a man can't understand. Charities. Your body is just rented out of that. Such a mistake.
Proceed to.
And all.
How?
Without giving. It is essential. Dan Hare Krishna.
2 out of 10 raise their hand.
Darius. Other.
So then,
what is the point of going?
Explain.
Giving birth, right? That our mothers,
Chitraleka was telling,
according to the 3 years dictates of the body back. Supplies? Understand. 3 years through so much trouble. Raising children. After some other entity. It's like, can't understand it, man.
That's today.
So you finally get your body. Charities. When a man can't understand, your body is just all that. Rent it out.
Maybe. Two. Man.
Such a mistake.
Proceed to.
How? And all. It is essential. Without giving.
And Hare Krishna.
Darius.
Other 2 out of 10 raise their hand.
What is the point of going? Giving birth, right?
Chitraleka was telling
that our mothers 3 years according to the body back. Dictates of the understand. 3 years wise. Through so much trouble. After some other entity raising children. Can't understand it, man.
Just like that's today.
Charities. So you finally get your body. When a man can't understand all that. Your body is just rented out.
Maybe. 2 feet. Can. Proceed to.
Such a mistake.
How?
It is essential. And all.
And Hare Krishna.
Without giving. So. Darius. Other. What is the point of going?
2 out of 10 raise their hand.
Giving birth, right?
So then. Explain. Chitraleka was telling.
3 years that our mothers study back, according to the stand. 3 years dictates of the wise. After some other entity through so much trouble, can't understand it, man. Raising children,
just like
charities.
That's today.
So you finally get your body. All that when a man can't understand, your body is just
to
rent it out.
Man. Proceed to how.
Such a mistake. It is essential. Dan Hare Krishna. And all. Without giving. Darius. Other. So. What is the point of going. Giving birth, right?
2 out of 10 raise their hand. So then Chitraleka was telling.
Explain. 3 years. Body back. That our mothers stand. 3 years. According to the dictates of the attractor. Some other entity. Wise. Can't understand it, man. Through so much trouble. Raising children. Charities.
Just like that's today.
All that. So you finally get your body. When a man can't understand.
Two.
Your body is just.
Man.
Rent it out.
Proceed to.
How? It is essential. Such a mistake.
And Hare Krishna.
And all. Darius. Other. Without giving. What is the point of going. So. Giving birth, right?
2 out of 10 raise their hand. Chitraleka was telling. So And then 3 years playing. I'd be back. Understand, 3 years
that our mothers, according to the doctor, some other entity, dictates of the attorney.
Can't understand it, man.
Otherwise, through so much trouble, charities, raising children. Just like, all that. That's today. So you finally get your body to a man can't understand. There's your body is just
proceed to
rent it out.
How?
It is essential. Dan Hare Krishna. Such a mistake. Acharyas. Other and all. What is the point of going without giving birth, right? So.
Chitraleka was telling you out of 10 raised their hand.
3 years.
So then
I'd be back. Stop explaining. Understand. 3 years. That our mothers talk to some other entity according to the
can't understand it, man.
Dictates of the attorney. Otherwise, charities through so much trouble raising children.
All that. Just like that today. Maybe 2 years
and you finally get your body.
Man.
When a man can't understand
proceed to
your body is just
how
rent it out. It is essential. Dan Hare Krishna. Such a mistake. Other, what is the point of going and all giving birth, right? Without giving.
So, Chitraleka was telling.
3 years.
2 out of 10 raised their hand.
I'd be back.
So then,
understand. 3 years.
Playing.
Talk to some other entity that our mothers can't understand it, man. According to the dictates of the charities. Otherwise, through so much trouble.
All that.
Raising children.
Just like maybe 2 months today.
And so you finally get your body.
Proceed to
when a man can't understand
how
your body is just it is essential. Rent it out.
Dan Hare Krishna.
Acharyas. Other such a mistake. What is the point of going giving birth, right? And all without giving
Chitraleka was telling so.
3 years. I'd be back.
2 out of 10 raised their hand.
Understand. 3 years.
So then, explain.
Talk to some other entity. Can't understand it, man.
That our mothers,
according to the charities, dictates of the attorney. Otherwise, all that. Through so much trouble raising children.
Maybe 2 years. Like, and that's today. Proceed to
it. And you finally get your body.
How?
When a man can't understand
it is essential.
Your body is just
Dan Hare Krishna.
Rent it out. Acharyas. Other what is the point of going such a mistake giving birth, right? And all
Chitraleka was telling
without giving 3 years.
So
I'd be back. So understand. 3 years.
2 out of 10 raised their hand. So then
talk to some other entity playing. Can't understand it, man. That our mothers charities according to the dictates of the attorney.
All that.
Otherwise through so much trouble
maybe
2 raising children
and just like proceed to us today.
How? So you finally get your body. It is essential. When a man can't understand
Dan Hare Krishna
your body is just rented out areas.
Otherwise
what is the point of going giving birth, right? Such a mistake.
Chitraleka was telling
and all 3 years without giving
money back.
So understand. 3 years.
2 out of 10 raised their
hand. To some other entity.
So then
can't understand it, man.
Explain.
Charities that our mothers according to the
all that
dictates of the attorney. Otherwise
maybe
2 through so much trouble
man
raising children.
Proceed to
just like
how?
That's today. It is essential. And you finally get your body.
Dan Hare Krishna.
When a man can't understand your body is just Acharyas. Other rent it out. What is the point of going to giving birth, right? Such a mistake.
Chitraleka was telling
3 years and all I'd be back. So, without giving Dan. 3 years.
So.
Talk to some other entity.
2 out of 10 raised their hand.
Can't understand it, man.
So then, explain.
Charities. that our mothers,
so that,
according to the dictates of the attorney,
to wise,
and do so much trouble proceed to raising children. How? Just like, it is essential.
That's today.
Stand Hare Krishna, and you finally get your body. When a man can't understand Aryas, otherwise your body is just, what is the point of going, rented out, giving birth, ready?
Chitraleka was telling,
such a step, 3 years, body back, and all stand, 3 years, without giving, out to some other entity. Can't understand it, man.
2 out of 10 raise their hand. So then,
charities.
Explain.
That our mothers, according to the two dictates of the attorney,
wise,
proceed to do so much trouble.
How?
Raising children. It is essential. Just like, stand Hare Krishna, that's today. And you finally get your body. Otherwise, a man can't understand. What is the point of going there? Your body is just giving birth, right? Rent it out.
Chitraleka was telling.
3 years. Such a steady back. Stand. 3 years. And all. Without giving out to some other entity. So, can't understand it, man.
2 out of 10 raise their
charities.
So then, explain.
All that. That our mothers, to according to the
man,
dictates of the attorney,
proceed to
wise. How? Do so much trouble. It is essential. Raising children. Stand Hare Krishna. Just like
that's today.
Aryas. Otherwise, and you finally get your body. What is the point of going when a man can't understand? Giving birth, right? Your body is just rented out.
Chitraleka was telling
you. 3 years. Body back. Such a stand, 3 years, and all to some other entity without giving. Can't understand it, man. So, charities.
2 out of 10 raise their hand. So then,
all that.
Explain.
That our mothers chant, according to the
procedure,
dictates of the attorney.
How?
Wise. It is essential. Not to so much trouble, Dan Hare Krishna. Raising children. Just like Aryas. Otherwise.
All glories.